T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, 97.1, The Ticket. Coming up, I believe it's tomorrow, you can watch on Fox Sports Detroit. It's the roast of Scotty Bowman. That's right, and it's for the Jamie Daniels Foundation. Of course, Jamie, the son of Red Wings play-by-play man on television, the great Ken Daniels, and unfortunately, Jamie passed away due to opioid addiction, and Ken's been doing this foundation since Jamie passed away, and it's a great organization. And Ken Daniels joins us now. How are you, sir?
Good, Stoney. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing pretty good. Before we talk about the big event, just we had Stevie on yesterday. Just curious, because you know a hell of a lot more than myself and John do. What do you think of the Red Wings, both the draft and what they've done free agent wise so far?
Well, first off, good thing you didn't say I know a hell of a lot more than Steve, because that wouldn't be true.
No, I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't lie like that, Ken.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you know what? This might be a 60-game season starting in January, let's be honest. To get 82 in by the third week in July when NBC has the Olympics, I don't know if that can happen. But if it's a 60-game season, whatever. I believe the Wings did for their team with having kids now playing over in Sweden where there is a place to play. We don't know if there'll be an American Hockey League this year. Philip Zadina's in the Czech League, where they've been having some issues, but he's there. But overall, what Steve did, this is a much better team. It's deeper with veterans. They're quicker. They're more skilled, front and back. They got the right shots that he wanted. Certainly, if there is a trade deadline, there's plenty of bait there now on short deals to get more picks. The Red Wings have 6 now in the first 3 rounds next year. The Red Wings were a team, guys, that had 7 losing streaks of 4 games or more last year. 48 of 71 games where they went 0-44-4. Now that is streaking, that is striking. But this team, how much better are they? I don't know in terms of wins, but they're a hell of a lot better. Just adding what they got. This defense to me looks pretty good. They can move the puck. Thomas Greisen goal with Bernier, a very good tandem, and Greiss is one hell of a guy. So is Bobby Ryan. Nobody's coming in that room and disrupting. Vlad Domestikov wants to be here. Slava Kozlov's nephew. So I think overall they did a wonderful job. One thing's for sure, this team will be at least competitive and they'll be in games now.
Well, and I want to ask you, too, about you mentioned that they're going to be competitive. You've seen a lot of Red Wings hockey. You've seen some good. You've seen a lot of bad recently. With what Steve Yzerman is doing, how much confidence do you have in the process of rebuilding under Steve Yzerman?
Immense. And I know that the former general manager, Ken Holland, got ripped some years ago when he said a rebuild is up to 10 years. And people said, you're nuts. He wasn't nuts. He was bang on. It is to truly be there for the Stanley Cup, to be competitive year after year and not be a one-off. The team that Steve built in Tampa Bay when he got there in 2010, there was Hedman, there was Stamkos. They just won a Stanley Cup. It's the awful year of 2020, but they won the Stanley Cup. He went there in 2010. It's 10 years to be there year after year after year, and if you do it right, and remember, as I just said, they started with Hedman and Stamkos. They had 2 pretty good pieces, and then he did the rest, and even the changes that Tampa made recently were with picks that he had got. So even then, you're maybe close to going. It could be 6 or 7 years maybe, but it's not 3 years. Just look at teams like Buffalo. Look at teams like Columbus. Look at teams like St. Louis, who finally won a cup a year ago. They've been in the league since 1967.
That's right. Absolutely.
It takes a long time. So It does. It may not be 10 years, but it sure as hell 7 or 8. And when Ken Holland said it, and I believe it, and I think Steve believes it too, to truly do it in the process, it's 7, 8, 9 years to not be a one-off and build a true team. So you've got guys coming through the pipeline, and that's just what he's doing now with this draft and more kicks at the can. I believe in the process for sure.
You mentioned St. Louis. Their first year, the first few years, was coached by some guy named Scotty Bowman, who will be the subject of the Jamie Daniels Foundation roast on Fox Sports Detroit. You can watch it tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Now, your first one with roasting Mick was hilarious. My question is, how much of can we eventually see the uncut version? Because I'm sure there's going to be some four-letter words that they can't show tomorrow.
Well, there's a four-letter word that, believe it or not, the perfect human Nick Lidstrom will utter. We do bleep that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know he knew how to swear.
I did. Well, I did, because the night of his retirement, when I was honored that he asked me to host it when we retired next Jersey, the greatest high five ever. and we went out to Motor City Casino following that, and Nick told some stories. I couldn't believe it. And I'm just looking at him and I'm laughing because it's Nick in full swear mode. It was hilarious. I'd never really heard it before. But yes, he did, but we will bleep it. The uncut version, it was funny because we taped the roast through VMix about maybe 3 weeks ago or so, and the roast will be interspersed throughout the show from Jerry D and Ian Bagg and Dennis Hull, Dave Hodge, former host of Hockey Night in Canada, WMC. So that's part of it. And then there will be video tributes, and so many people have done them, including, you know, Wayne Gretzky was so nice, and Brendan Shanahan, and Nick Lidstrom, who I mentioned, and Jim Devolano. And it's just a wonderful cast of characters throughout. So it'll be fun, Sony. We're going to get our message out there and what we're trying to do. We hope people will be educated. We hope they'll learn something. We'll hope they'll laugh. We'll hope they'll cry. And putting together a 90-minute show that'll run tomorrow night from 8 to 9:30 on Fox Sports Detroit, and again from 9:30 to 11. And if you're outside the area or you don't have a television, you don't have cable, you can watch through jamiedanielsfoundation.org, or you can watch through foxsports.com/Detroit. Or you can watch through the YouTube app. Just search the Jamie Daniels Foundation Roast.
The foundation is doing some wonderful things. I was reading you trying to get a safe house here in the Southfield area, I believe. How's that going? And could you just explain to our listeners exactly the abridged version of, you know, what you went through and what you, you know, what people need to know about this disgusting addiction?
Well, it is a disgusting addiction, and more often than not, the seedy side of recovery can get people, like it did for Jamie, who was patient brokered in Florida. That's a little different. But bottom line is, when someone who does suffer from substance use disorder, and it is a mental illness, and as we say, we just ask for empathy, not sympathy. Don't judge what you think someone with an addiction problem is. They're not lying in a laneway with a needle in their arm. It can come from having wisdom teeth out. It can come from trying something just like Jamie did in college because a doctor prescribed it. It can't hurt you. Well, it can. You could be addicted to an opioid within 5 days. And when one doesn't want to come off the drugs, they want to, they can't. Addicts don't want to be addicts. The chemical receptors in the brain say, no, I don't want to be as sick as possible. I can't. You have to keep using. We have to stay on target. And that's the problem. When you can finally go to detox, which Jamie finally did and said, I need to go to rehab. And he tried. God bless him. He was clean for 7 months until he got taken through patient brokering. But having said that, someone goes into detox, they get clean for a month, they need a safe place to live amongst their peers, they need to find a job, get back into society, and that's what the residential complex that we are trying to build in Jamie's memory, an 80-unit housing with recovery coaches there, job placement there, drug testing there, a safe place to live and have meetings, and that's what it's about, and that's what the funds are going to hear that and our collegiate recovery program that we started at Michigan State and the Jamie Daniels Memorial Scholarship. And we hope more collegiate programs will come on board for that. So that's where the funding's going, because Stoney, this year through COVID, death rates in Michigan from opioids are up 27%. Isolation is so hard for those who are suffering. And there has been a 43% jump in the overdose rate. And the numbers don't lie nationwide. Approximately 185 people are still dying every day due to drug overdoses. In the time that someone will watch our show tonight, 10 more people will die. It's not just kids. It could be a mother, father, brother, sister, grandparent, whatever it is. They're dying 10 upwards every 90 minutes in this country.
And it seems, and before we wrap this up, that in a lot of cases, if the doctors would have prescribed, I don't know, like, you know, high dose Tylenol or just regular ibuprofen instead of, you know, your Vicodins and those type of opioids, that this could have been avoided. Is that correct?
Bang on. And it got, you know, it was out when Jamie had his wisdom teeth out. We had got rid of his pills. And I know the story was out there that he took one, he had tried one, and the, you know, for the pain, and then we got rid of them. But that does happen too often. If the numbers say if 4 million young adults get their wisdom teeth pulled every year because recently of the prescriptions that dentists write, and that's why we're so thankful that Delta Dental's on board for a second straight year with us as a major sponsor, because they're educating the dentist that they can use ibuprofen, they can use Tylenol 3, as opposed to what you just said. If 4 million young adults get their wisdom teeth pulled every year, we guarantee you, if the doctors, dentists keep prescribing like they have in the past, 50,000 people will have long-term prescription use of opioids and become addicted, and eventually many of them will die. We can't have that happen. And that's why the word that Delta Dental is getting out for us is so important.
All right. They roast tomorrow in tribute. Fox Sports Detroit, 8 o'clock. Ken, I can't say enough. The great work you guys in the foundation have done. Awful circumstances that led you this way. But you're a saint for what you're doing. Appreciate it. And get back to calling a hockey game. It's been too long.
I can't wait. And I'll get to see you at Little Caesars Arena, hopefully, at some point sooner than later.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Ken Daniels, ladies and gentlemen. It's just what he went through is, you know, no parent wants to go through, but he's rebounding and doing some great things. And I'm looking forward to seeing that, because last year with Mickey, it was really funny. All right. Our telephone number, 248-539-9797. Time for an update. Here's T.O.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.